Hi, this is Clara Hirdese from Jerry Pippin Radio Show, and today I'm at my hometown, Hoboken. We are celebrating a wonderful weekend full of UFOs and art. My guest is Melissa Reed. Hi, Melissa. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Farah. How are you today? I'm honored to be here.
It's great to be here with the wonderful art pieces, and especially your artist amazes me. So let's talk about the artist Melissa Reed. Who is?
Oh my gosh. Well, I grew up in a family of artists. My mother is a sculptor. My father is an architect. I've always felt that I've had a creative soul, a passion, a need to share with the world, if you will, with myself, with, through color and design and form. And that path has led me to a need to speak about how the world is changing and paradigm is shifting. And so, yes. No.
And in this art gallery, in this art show, you have your own art pieces. Let's talk about them. You have two wonderful pieces. One of them is from September 11th, right? What can you tell me about it?
It's an immense journey that has not ended yet. There are many more pieces that I'm working on. It's been incredibly important to me on my path to speak about loss and coming through loss, coming through the dust of loss, having had my own personal loss. My husband passed away. September 11 became a personal canvas, a vision quest to find heart within again and to help others see this. No matter what, we can do this. And so I moved here to the New York City area to continue with this project, this odyssey. And I am hoping, and it is looking like, this work will end up at the Trade Center Museum.
And you also have other art pieces related to extraterrestrials and UFOs. Did you have your own UFO or ET experiences?
Well, as you know, Farah, you know, words are limiting. And yes, otherworldly experiences, perhaps glimpses of how infinitely large we really are through these things. And yeah, you know, beings, energies in through dream time, through a great personal crisis, I think. Perhaps our personal paradigms do crumble. And I found myself at the first Star Nations gathering in Yankton, South Dakota, with Native elders and people from around the world, Whitley Strieber, John Mack, others. And I think that's when I first started to understand just how personally involved this energy was on my path.
So this weekend is still going on. We had the cultural contact, mythology is reality themed conference, and art exhibition, and you have been very active. You have been actively involved in all these preparations. So tell me about it shortly. What happened since last year?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, we have been working hard, Jeremy Vaney and I and you and others. We've become a circle of friends, that's for sure. And as we go daily in this, we get tired. And we try to remind ourselves that we're doing something wonderful, even though sometimes we may not feel that we see the results. And we had an incredible event, okay, at this amazing theater with beautiful people and even Native elders and others and scientists from NASA. And so I think I need to remind myself that we are absolutely doing our best and doing wonderful things.
So talking about your art, I'm sure that you have a lot of fans who are trying to reach you, reach your art. So how can they reach you? How can they see your painting?
I have a website, and it is mreedartworks.com, and that's M, Melissa, Reed, R-E-E-D, artworks with an S, .com, except I don't have a computer, folks, and I'll just say you can also call me, too, and that's 919-749-1935, but enjoy the website.
And the Mythology is Reality art exhibition will be going on until November 10th, right?
11-11.
Ah, 11-11. Okay. So, if anybody wants to see your art pieces, they can also come here. And what is the address?
It's 720 Monroe Street in Hoboken, just off the 9th Avenue light rail stop. And you can also call us. You can also go to cultureofcontact.com for more info, and we can give you special tours as well.
And Cultural Contact official website also displays your art paintings, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because there is a special section there, and anybody who is interested in your art, they can visit the page and they can see your amazing colors, your amazing shapes, and your amazing imagination. Melissa, thank you very much for being here with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Farah. Take care.